and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Glad to have with us Stephanie Anderson of Flint Hills Technical College. Giving Tuesday activities are our focal point here today.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing well so far, and it sounds like we're going to be talking a bit not only about Giving Tuesday, but specifically the Wrangler Ranch Relief Fund efforts here for Tech College students. But I guess we got to start here with Giving Tuesday specifically. So what do you have planned here that's on the calendar we can take advantage of and help out?
So Giving Tuesday is December 3rd. We are raising funds for our Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund, and it was created during COVID when a lot of students experienced hardships that were laid off, and a need was found, and we found a fund to fill that. And actually, today, I'm going to read a few quotes from some previous applications to give people an idea of some of the hardships that our students have. All these funds go towards emergency medical expenses, food security, homelessness, technology expenses, childcare needs. It's a pretty wide range of needs that our students have. One of our applications said, I have recently ran into transportation issues with my vehicle, and it has hindered my ability to get to school, work, or accomplish errands for my grandfather. Another application says, I am about to get evicted from my apartment. I have guardianship over my brother, who is also in school and has a six-year-old son. Another one says, my current emergency situation entails my recent layoff. I am currently struggling to catch up on bills and pay for basic necessities.
That's pretty sobering, honestly.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, that's pretty sobering. Go ahead. It sounds like you have another one at least.
Mm-hmm. The last application I'm going to share was pretty big. She was overcoming a temporary financial hardship related to essential transportation and personal needs. She's a full-time college student commuting over 60 miles each way to attend classes. And she ended up sending us a thank you response saying that receiving the crisis relief funds was truly life-changing. It not only alleviated financial stress, but also reminded me of the incredible support system I have at the Flint Hills Technical College. This experience has strengthened my commitment to my education in my community, and I am forever grateful for the generosity.
Yeah, there's been some great stories told in just a couple of years of the Wrangler Ranch Relief Fund, and this is an effort by Flint Hills Technical College and donors and support staff to help keep students in school where they might not be able to stay in school, have to leave just because of these financial issues that you just heard from Stephanie Anderson here. So this Wrangler Ranch Relief Fund has really been impactful, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mike told me yesterday that it's one of his favorite funds, and it's very impactful to all of our students. And without it, there wouldn't be funds to help students in need and further benefit their success in education.
Well, Stephanie, with this kind of framing our conversation, how can we help either on Giving Tuesday or leading into Giving Tuesday on the 3rd?
So currently I have a Facebook event through our Flint Hills Technical College Foundation/alumni page, and the Flint Hills Technical College page as well has been sharing it. And you can go on there, and there's a link to our GiveSmart.
Okay, is it it's active right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It is active and open. You can also just mark your calendars and send a reminder out to yourself to go follow that link.
Yeah, it's really been incredible, the work that has been done through the Wrangler Ranch Relief Fund. And, we had one of the students get up and chat about it during the Flint Hills Tech College Gala, this past April at the White Auditorium. And we're very thankful, and it's really come up huge for a lot of students at Flint Hills Tech College. And this is your opportunity to help those in need and keep these students in class. Stephanie, sounds like otherwise they might not be able to continue their education.
Yep, that is correct.
And it's a time, really, you know, one of the things, Stephanie, that, you know, remember in college and, you know, running into some financial hardships and seeing other students running into financial hardships. When I was going through in the late 80s into mid 90s, nothing like this was really in place. So for the fact that Tech College has something like this, Emporia State has Corky's Cupboard, you guys are really meeting needs that people may not have seen as necessary. But these really help students not only get through, but they help students to really set this table for future success down the road, not only with their degrees either.
Yeah, it really helps out in so many different ways, and everybody is struggling with so many different things. We have a wide range of different students that has a wide range of needs.
Well, Stephanie, again, remind us how we can help here for Giving Tuesday on the 3rd.
So you can go onto our Facebook event at the Flint Hills Technical College Foundation/alumni, and there's an event, and then you can click go to the link, and it'll take you to our Give Smart page for inspiring Wranglers.
All right, will do. We hope a lot of people give this some attention, Stephanie. We appreciate your time this morning.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Have a great day. Stephanie Anderson talking about Giving Tuesday and helping out with the Flint Hills Technical College Wrangler Ranch Relief Fund that is doing some impactful work out there. 837, 36 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An atmospheric river hitting the northwest. It's brought torrential rain and strong winds, knocking out power to 350,000 homes and businesses. Gunmen opening fire on vehicles carrying Shiite Muslims in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 38 people in one of the region's deadliest attacks.